Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all! 8-7-10!
That's how it sounded last night. Cubs winning the World Series. Now, as everybody who is listening completely understands and totally buys into, I am Utah's Mr. Sports. But I do have to admit that I found out this morning that I might not be the biggest and best, broadest knowledge-based Cubs fan in the universe. And, of course, everybody would assume that I would be. But I found out that our first district congressman, Rob Bishop, is the world's, I mean, certified, largest, certainly in the state of Utah, biggest Cubs fan in our state, no doubt about it. And joining us on the program this morning is certainly Utah's biggest Cubs fan, Congressman Rob Bishop. Congressman, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you. You put a high standard on there. There's going to be a lot of people in Utah that challenge that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've seen some of the memorabilia. I've seen some of the artifacts that you have. And how did this Cub fan phenomenon with you happen? I mean, what's the tie?
Well, actually, it's the Salt Lake Bees. In the early 60s, while I was a little kid, the Cubs had – Salt Lake was the AAA farm team for the Cubs. For about 2, 3, 4 years, maybe, in the early 60s. In fact, the irony is, I spotted this morning, they also had the Indians were there for a while, and I believe one of those years, both the Indians and the Cubs sent guys to play in Salt Lake City with the Bees.
Wow. I had no idea. I had no idea that there were those connections. And after all, as you well know, I am Utah's Mr. Sports.
Well, Then you go, well, I'm a lot older than you, but
yeah,
you go back
days.
To those wonderful years in the 60s where names like Johnny Bocabella and Paul Popovich were playing, Cal Kuntz was playing for the Cubs for the Bees as the Cubs farm team here. It was good times. And that's when I learned to do it. We make a pilgrimage with our family every so often back to Wrigley Field. But I bet there really are quite a few people in Utah that have that same intensity.
Interesting. You know, I was reading up a little bit on the Cubs just to make sure that the knowledge that I already had was sure and sound, and if anybody believes that. But I was really interested in how the curse, you know, we've all heard the curse of the Bambino. We've had other curses. This one, I had no idea it involved a goat.
Yeah, I think it was the 45 series.
Yeah, yeah.
In which he'd been allowed to go to a lot of the games and just kind of forage on the sidelines. They decided they needed extra money for extra seats, so they kicked him out.
Isn't that just crazy? From what I understand, there even ties into the old Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger, No Coke, Pepsi skit on Saturday Night Live that went back to this William Billy Goat, is it Sianis, who was the owner of a tavern. And he used to take his goat to the game, and I guess the goat got kicked out, and so he put a curse on the team?
That's the story. That's the legend, which seemed to work for a long time. Because I believe it was the last time they were in the World Series.
Isn't that amazing?
It happened.
I even read and heard that the owner was so incensed that he and his goat, or his goat was thrown out, that he actually sent a telegram to Philip K. Wrigley after the game. And he said, "You're never going to win a World Series again because you insulted my goat." I heard that before he passed away in 1970 that he did come back and say, "No, I release the curse." But, I mean, here we are how many years after 1970, and finally they break that curse.
Well, it takes a while, and this was exciting. I have to admit, when I care about a game emotionally, I have a real hard time watching it on TV. I switch back and forth because I think my heart stopped about 4 times last night.
I was going to ask, what were you doing last night and how did you participate in the game?
Well, I did everything possible. I switched back and forth between British Murder Mysteries when it got through that for me. from, well, I think, the eighth inning on, I got on the treadmill and just watched it on TV without a whole lot of sound going on there.
Yeah.
But the ending was, you know, I thought of my childhood idols then, and Ernie Banks, who I claim is still a Republican. Ernie Banks and Santos and Ferguson. And for my kids, they were there for Grace and Sandberg and Dawson. There are so many people who I think are looking down right now and either smiling or crying right now.
Boy, no kidding. No kidding. Rob, I've seen some of the artifacts, some of the memorabilia that you have. Tell our listeners, what have you got there? I've seen baseball bats, certainly baseballs, and what else have you got?
Well, I wish any of them had great stories, but they're not really there. I think Lee showed me some of the pictures he sent to you. So there's a Wrigley Field sign. I've got some statues of the hat. We do have some hats that go back there. I've got some hats from the Salt Lake Bees when they were the AAA affiliate. There are some balls that are signed there. I don't know what probably is the most precious thing that I have back there, but it all adds up to kind of the memory. Well, actually, you saw a bat that I have with my name on it, and in the background, you may have seen my father when he was in elementary school.
Yeah.
And as a third grader, he was allowed to play on the eighth grade team. As a seventh grader, he was allowed to manage it. And I think they won their only league champion at Davis County that year.
Wow.
He's the one that got me started in baseball.
So your dad was the real. Yeah, totally cool.
Yeah, he actually could play well. And my kids played well. It skipped a generation.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So did you play ball?
Yeah, but they started throwing curveballs at me, and that kind of screwed everything up right then.
Curveballs. You got to hate those things. Rob, I really appreciate you joining us today. And has this solidified your devotion to the Cubs and now anticipating more victories, or can you kind of relax now and kick back and become a little bit more of a casual fan?
No, I don't think I'll ever become casual. You know, it was, they said of Casey Stengel when he was managing the Mets, he was the funny gold skipper, but when he was managing the Yankees, he was always worried because if they had a lead, they had to protect the lead, and that usually happened. So he was more intense with the Yankees than he was with the Mets. I think that's going to be my same way. Now they're starting to win. They've got some Intermountain players like Chris Bryant from Vegas. We got those connections. What I think this means is I've got to go down to spring training this spring.
Absolutely. I should have seen that coming. Rob, I appreciate you joining us today here at KSL. And, hey, go Cubs, right?
This is a fun night. Go Cubs.
This is what it sounded like.
This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs!